You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's a moment to take the temperature of this economy by way of the Labor Department's weekly report on unemployment claims. Initial state jobless claims went up for the second straight week to 744,000. On the other hand, first-time claims in the federal program for gig workers were down. But there are still more than 18 million people across the country on the unemployment rolls. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that's causing many to hold back on some big lifetime financial decisions.
When the economy got bad last year, a lot of American consumers got very cautious, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com.
This is a good time to pay down debt. Emergency savings needs to be a priority. We're reminded that the economy can take a negative turn seemingly without much notice.
And they've stayed cautious. Bankrate's latest consumer survey finds
2 in 5 Americans delayed a major financial decision or what we've called a milestone.
Like buying a car or a home, going back to school.
But also getting married, having children, and even retirement.
And despite the latest relief payments, Americans feel less optimistic about the current state of their personal finances than before the pandemic, says John Lear at Morning Consult.
With consumers living in southern and western states further from financial recovery than those who live in the Northeast and Midwest.
Unemployment benefits tend to be lower in southern and western states, and they've been hit harder by declines in tourism. Now, as vaccination spreads, businesses and schools reopen, consumers will start spending like they used to, says Nick Shields at the research firm Third Bridge.
You'll see a lot of companies sort of pitch this idea of you can do so many more things that you weren't able to do for a year, whether it be buying the new car
or dropping a few grand and finally going away on vacation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Speaking of putting some things on pause, during the pandemic, many drivers turned off their Lyft and Uber apps because they were worried about catching COVID-19, or there just weren't enough rides to make it worth their time. But now those ride-hailing companies say they have a driver shortage problem. Both announced this week a stimulus they hope will get drivers to log back in and end complaints of long wait times from riders. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Uber and Lyft are putting up some cash to get drivers back behind the wheel. One longtime ride-hail driver in Austin told me that Lyft is giving him $300 extra just to give 20 trips this week. And Uber gave him $100 just for giving 3 rides. Harry Campbell, founder of the website The Rideshare Guy, says monetary incentives are a key part of the playbook.
When I myself first signed up to drive for Uber in 2014, they gave me a $500 bonus payment after just 1 ride, my first ride.
But he says drivers should recognize that these incentives are a short-term deal and could, in the long run, actually end up hurting their earnings.
In a weird way, the more these companies pay, the more bonuses they offer, the more drivers they get onto the road, the more flooded the streets are with Uber and Lyft drivers, and then that actually brings down your average earnings as a driver.
He says as long as drivers are classified as independent contractors and not employees, the companies are fine with that. The drivers facing stiffer competition, not so much. But it's not certain the incentives will get more drivers on the road. Many gig workers still fear for their health as they drive passengers around, and some found other ways to make ends meet. Brandon Sellers is with the ride-hail analytics company Gridwise.
Our data shows that driver activity is actually slightly decreasing, and a lot of that is to do with you have actual, you know, stimulus checks and a lot of drivers are still able to get unemployment.
He says a lot of drivers think it's safer to do grocery and food delivery, so it's not yet worth it to get back to driving people around. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.